Oh, hey there. Are you ready to be played with? I want your full focus on my voice and your experience. So make sure there are no distractions. Make sure your phone won't be going off, getting in the middle of our time together. Get yourself ready to go down into trance. Lights dimmed or out. Spiral ready to start spinning on your computer. They can be fun, you know. Spirals. Here, how about this? Bring up hypnotic spirals on your computer or phone. If you have some you already use, that's wonderful. Text inlaid is just fine as well. For those of you without ready-to-go spirals or images, I am sure Google can help you with this. And if you press pause at any time, I will still be here, wanting to play. Take a moment to look for one that pulls at you. There will be one if you look for it. A spiral or moving image that tugs at your thoughts, compels you to keep looking, keep staring. It's so very interesting, your eyes seem fixed. It might just be a subtle feeling, for now. You feel a reluctance to pull away. When you find the spiral that entrances you so, make it full screen. And look, and stare, and feel yourself being pulled deep inside of it. Trance pulling you in, your focus on my voice making it easier to just let go, let my voice take you over, slip into a nice, easy trance. A light trance for now, but we can and will go deeper. There might be a part of your mind trying to make sense of it. Trying to puzzle it out, follow it like the lines of a maze. Good. Keep doing that. Leave that thinking part of your mind up here on a visual level, puzzling the dips, the loops, the lines, also twisted as they move. Move so gracefully across the screen. Concentrate on those dips. See the logic in them, the continuing loop of logic, calmly pulling you down, down, deep into trance. Patterns forming, looping around themselves. Feel your mind in tune with these lines, these forms, following them with your mind as your eyes stare into the middle, into the blank, black hole forming in your mind. This empty place, no thoughts because the spiral is taking all of your thoughts, your eyes feeding them in, all concentration on a purely visual level, focusing all of your intent, all intent except one, all parts of your mind led down a maze of twists and lines, except the part of you listening to me. Slipping into the back of your head, running over you like a pleasant summer breeze, filling you with airy, lovely light and purpose. Such a simple purpose. My voice massaging your brain and making you feel good, making you feel limp and unable to move. My voice like silken strands running lightly over you, holding you in place, holding your mind down in an embrace of affectionate power, dropping down and fading away. You would think all of the movement, the shiny points begging for attention, would have your eyes flitting around, racing like a dog after a cat. tireless, relentless. But that's not the case. Your eyes just focus on that one spot. All of the movement and color becomes stillness and blankness in your mind. Feel yourself floating down to it, finding you can visualize yourself inside your mind, even as your eyes remain open and staring into the screen. A formed thought. A picture you sense without sight. Down, deep, deeper. Pupils dilating, eyes growing heavier. Delving deeper and deeper inside yourself. Responding only to the stimuli of my voice. My words, the only focus you have left. Sinking in, sinking deep. In just a moment, you will hear my voice, my command to drop. When you do, you will feel your eyelids becoming dead weight, falling deep and heavy, and you will feel everything else fade away as you drop into trance, consenting to being an observer, a passenger. Letting me take the wheel, the stress, the worry away. You want this. It is your escape pod to peace and tranquility. Ready? I will count you down this first time. It's so easy to just follow along. Eyes following the spiral. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6. Everything already so hazy. It is harder to stay up than it is to go down. Down, down. 5, 4, 3, 2. Down, down. 1. Drop. Eyes closed. Mind blank. Drop. Twice as deep as before. Blank and empty, feeling good. In a moment, I will instruct you to open your eyes, and you will come back up out of trance. The spiral will still be there, still pulling at you. And when I give you the command, the spiral will tug you back in. Your eyes may stay open as your conscious mind is distracted, entranced by the movement. The colors on the screen, or your eyes may go heavy and close as you feel your mind sleeping under my words. Either way, deep, deep in trance. Come up for me now. 1, 2, 3, wake up. Eyes fluttering, opening, awake. Still with me? Good boy. You're feeling drowsy. Why don't you just drop? 4 times as deep as before. Your eyes may stay open as your conscious mind is distracted, entranced by the movement, the colors on the screen. Or your eyes may go heavy and close as you feel your mind sleeping under my words. Either way, deep, deep in trance. Come with me. Let's have some fun. I'll take you up and down, like a roller coaster in your mind, each dip taking you deeper, twice as deep, 4 times as deep, 16 times as deep, exponentially delving deeper within your trance. Bound down deep, wrapped in silken chains as my voice runs over you like softly wrapped, unbending links of steel, pleasantly clinking against your senses, touching and teasing, rubbing so erotically over you, turning you more and more into my thrall, enthralled by my voice, You won't even notice they are there. They are just a comforting weight, keeping you bound to my voice. Each time we go up, it will be harder, more effort. Each time we go down, it will be easier. More chains comfortingly bound around you. So nice and warm and safe. No reason to leave. Happy and secure here with me, guiding and controlling you. Let's go up again. This time, as I count up, I want you to picture that roller coaster. Feel that bit of anticipation swirling in your stomach as each number ratchets up closer to the top to being awake. You have no control over it. And yet it is still so hard as each number takes you up higher and higher. So ready for the plunge, the deep, twisting, exhilarating passion as you slide down, down, exponentially deeper than before. My voice is your roller coaster, pulling you up. One, feeling as if you can hear the chains pulling on the wheels, bringing you up. Two, higher and higher into the sky, into waking mind. Three, wake up. Do you feel a sense of balance? Of teetering on something amazing? Something a bit scary? Something fun? Good. Drop. Drop down 16 times as deep as before. The trance stronger as you plunge, sliding through a black, blank tunnel as you, the you of yourself that can separate and see the rest of you pulled along, goes for a ride. Spinning, turning, speeding past all reservations as you drop further and deeper into trance. Drop deep down into my voice, my words, my world. Calm, relaxed. In that place that comes after adrenaline. When your body is spent and your mind content to just float for me. As you float here, nice and deep, relaxed and open, I want you to see around you a palace, your palace, not just a home base, but an idea of sexual luxury. Amorous, wanton intent. Endless rooms, towers that soar, and dungeons filled with intense equipment. Take everything you know about the Middle East. Arabian nights and harems filled with beautiful, sex-starved women. You, the sultan, the king of the land. See yourself on your throne, your gilded ceremonial robes flush around you. Comfortable, so easily manipulated so that lewd acts can happen so quickly, so easily. You are a man of power and stature, with so very many wives, concubines that live in idle luxury. Always so eager to see you in their room. Each one a beauty. Each one talented in her own way. And each lovely woman with her own perverse fantasies she needs to be satisfied by. And only one man allowed to touch them, to see them, to pleasure them. It is the tradition, your duty, that you visit at least one of your wives or concubines each night. Satisfy their needs while embracing your own inner lusts. My voice, the voice of your first wife, your queen, the ruler of your bordello. You have so many choices that I help you, guide you to fucking just the right one each night. I keep your harem stocked with lovely women from all over the world. I train them, personally. You have your favorites, of course. You are visiting one tonight. Sasha, your concubine schooled in the arts of lovemaking, of pleasing a man. Sasha loves to tease and to build your arousal. Every muscle in her body trained to please you in some way. Sasha, of the hypnotic hips moving beautifully from side to side as she walks. So lovely as she moves, each movement graceful, perfect. Little chimes singing lightly from the decorative golden chain circling her tiny waist. Sasha, perfectly shaped and formed, a lovely woman full into her 20s. Such a small waist, small feet, such tiny perfection. Everything about Sasha is petite, except her hips, her breasts, and her large, dark eyes. Lashes long and dark as they close slightly in pleasure at your arrival. You always feel so strong when you come inside her. Soft and delicately, almost on tiptoe, she greets you, glides around you, welcoming you with a delighted smile, a sweet, happy embrace. Tiny, warm arms wrapping around you as she practically dances into your touch. Glee and bliss. Your presence fills her with delight, and she quickly removes all of your clothes. Each movement as perfect as a choreographed dance, so deliberate, such poise. Fingers clasped together, little symbols between them, her body covered and hidden by scarves. Black and red, delicate, lacy scarves. As dainty as lingerie, hiding just enough to make you want more. Her body so perfect, a mystery to be unwrapped as she slowly moves away from you, hand touching against your chest as she sashays, hips gyrating up and down with each step as she starts to dance, leading you to her satin-covered bed. Sheets silky and luxurious against your skin as she pushes you down to enjoy her show. Ass firm as she moves, spinning around as her arms go up, scarves flaring like an upturned skirt as you catch glimpses of her lovely skin. The tone and shade, such a lovely tan and olive complexion. Just an amazing contrast against the black of her hair. A raven's mane of glory cascading down from her back and flying into the air. She spirals around you, spinning as your mind goes down deeper into trance, experiencing the pleasure all around you, as it sinks into you as you sink deeper, 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 dancing her flat, slightly muscled belly. Gyrating as she moves it, showing a mesmerizing display of flesh of control. You can't look away, torn as you are focused on it, focused so strongly. Torn between focusing and thinking about if she can control these muscles so well. Your mind goes to what other bits of her she can squeeze at the right time, make move about in sensual, milking motions. She moves and your eyes move with her as she trails her fingers along your skin. A quick gesture and a scarf falls down. Only the tiniest bit of her breasts are covered by a few red scarves. Almost bursting from them, it's a wonder they can hold her in. Cleavage jiggling and bouncing as she dances as she moves. Toes painted red, creating patterns on the floor as she rubs against you. Her body moving into yours as she tempts you, plays with you. seduces you by your very center, your warm, hot cock starting to pulse to the beat of her chimes, straining against her as she rubs her ass so teasingly up against you, just barely brushing as she moves past and another scarf falls down. Two scarves tied into a piece of fabric between a thong and a garter, strapped to her so tightly it seems to disappear between her legs, disappearing into the folds of her labia. Dampened and darkened, it's so clear how wet she is, how much she wants you. Each graceful movement concealing how much it makes those scarves, the knot tied expertly in them, this knot rubbing against her clit with every movement. Sasha smiles directly at you as she is unable to hold in a moan, moving closer and closer to you. Her face close to yours, she bites her lip with a wickedly innocent look as her hands move over your chest. Rubbing, touching, massaging her way down as her hips sway. Her pussy grows wetter and she stares at you, challenging. Her hands move lower, finding and cupping your balls, gently rubbing them between her fingers as she bends down slowly from the waist, mouth hovering over the tip of your cock, so close you can feel her breath warm and tantalizing, moistly brushing against your throbbing cock head. Your hips unthinkingly move upward, an attempt to shove inside her lovely mouth, but she moves it inches away. The hand not playing with your balls comes up to the scarf tying her tits in place. She pulls a simple looking knot and the scarves fall, slowly floating to the ground. Her lovely breast so full and ripe, the tiny nipples perking out as the lovely, dusky globes hang down from her bending low over top of you. Nipples teasingly touching against your thighs as she rubs them against you. Mesmerized by the teasing touches as she starts swaying them back and forth and all around to create spirals of sensation against your skin. Feeling those spirals of sensation running over you. Little waves and touches of pleasure. Breathing in her scent as your mind goes deeper and quieter. Your cock growing harder and your balls feeling heavier. Eyes glazed over in arousal. She flicks her head up so she can send a wicked little chuckle your way, as your eyes grasp onto hers as she takes the scarf, still warm from where it held her breasts, and brings it down, down, down to run it lightly over your straining cock. Red silk, growing damp as it touches your tip. She takes one end of the silk, taking care to put the bit covered in your yummy pre-cum in her teeth, where her tongue can taste you, using the tension created by her mouth in one hand to run the silk lightly over your dick. A smooth sensation like warm, silky skin, brushing and running over you. You feel so good. Your cock twitches into the silky fabric, groaning. Her moans in tandem with yours, each movement serving to stimulate her clit. Deeper and deeper. In and out, in and out. The tip of your cock coming free as she slides the silk around the base of your cock, setting into a rhythm that teases and feels so fucking good. In and out, in and out. You grab her hair as she releases the scarf from her teeth, and slowly, meticulously, lets the tip of her tongue run along the tip of your cock, swirling around the top in a spiral to catch every bead of cum leaking from your cock, delving her pink little tip inside the slit of your cock so she can get every little bit, sliding the silken scarf gently around your balls. She uses both hands and her mouth, so close and warm to your cock, to make a special tie. Snug and comfortable, she wraps the silk around your cock and balls, binding them so every sensation you feel is even stronger, more intense as her fingers play lightly over them. As her mouth swallows your cock, taking you deep, so deep you can feel her throat tight around the head of your cock, squeezing as she uses the amazing control she has over your body to suck and blow and massage your dick with her tongue and mouth. Warm and wet. So welcoming. In and out. In and out. Your hands firmly grasping her hair, pulling her against you as you moan and thrust into her talented control. The most amazing blowjob as her hands seem to work independently of her mouth, manipulating the scarf tied around your shaft, rubbing it against your balls as your mind blanks in sexual bliss. A euphoria seems to come over you as she sucks harder, pulling up off your cock to take a breath before slamming her face back down, using every bit of art to bring you to the brink. You come closer and closer, in and out, closer and closer to coming inside her pretty little mouth. Closer as she takes you deeper, deeper as she starts to move her head up, swirling her tongue expertly around your cock. Trained to please you, only your cock. She knows it like she knows her own pussy that she plays with every day. Taking one hand off to play with it now, moaning, her moans causing her throat and mouth to vibrate around your cock as she takes you deep again. Feel it. And again. Each moan sending spikes of pleasure causing you to shiver with delight. In and out, coming closer and closer to bursting. She wants to taste your cum, wants to suck it, wants to swallow it. She licks with no sense of shame, complete loss of control as she hungrily goes down on you. All attempts at grace gone in her desire to make you shoot out. Warm, sticky cum she knows is delicious. In and out, her mouth is taking your cock on a journey, and it's hot and it's wet and it's wild as you groan on the edge. And she pulls her mouth from your still twitching, needy cock. Her breath coming fast as she smiles at you. Giving a low chuckle, she unbends, moves away, silken scarves hanging from your cock. The only sensation left to you. She smiles as she strips away her last scarves. Completely naked, she poses for you, so you can be entranced by her glorious body, slowly turning herself. Pivoting as she shows you every graceful line and sexy curve, every bit of her perfectly formed. She pushes your chest back down to the ground as she boldly climbs on top of you. Matching her hips with yours, she slowly lowers herself over you, slamming her pussy over your cock in one quick thrust. She starts fucking you. Riding you from on top, in and out, her pussy instantly welcoming, warm, nice and tight around your cock, pleasure driving into you with each thrust, like a jolt of sexual pleasure pulsing into you every time. In and out, the words forming in your mind, bringing fucking to the fore of your thoughts, lusty sexual pleasure. In and out, every time you hear them, you remember and feel the sensation of your cock sliding in and out of an amazing, wet, hot, tight hole, gripping your cock as you are fucked in and out. She goes fast from the start, rough thrusts to feel you deep inside of her. A quick onslaught that takes you by surprise. You are soon moaning in pleasure, eyes rolling back in your head as she takes you deeper, in and out. Just as suddenly as she started, she stops, bringing her hips to a halt, then lowering herself on your cock until her clit is resting against your stomach. She has your entire cock inside her. Staring you right in the eyes, she smiles as she concentrates. Your eyes trapped on her as you feel the most delightful surprise. A squeezing and rippling pulse along your cock, buried in her warm pussy. She can control the muscles in her vagina so well, can contract them at will. Not just one muscle, but several that she can independently squeeze in an almost milking sensation for your cock. Just a soft, warm pussy firmly squeezing your cock. It feels so good. You just lay there as she moves on top of you, her ass wiggling and moving against you. Rippling pulses of pleasure she breathes in and out. In and out, as she contracts the muscles in her pussy, in and out, her stomach almost seeming to roll, so sexy and fit as she works her muscles and fucks you without thrusting, in and out, contracting, releasing the most amazing pleasure you have ever felt. No requirement from you. Like a blowjob, you relax back as her wet, hot pussy does the work. Squeezing your cock with her cunt. Nice and tight as she clenches and releases. Moaning, groaning, breathing heavy as she takes her pleasure from you. Milking your cock. Oh, you never knew pleasure like this existed. So intense and wonderful. So easy to sink deeper and just drop into the pleasure. In and out, your mind goes in and out of focus as the waves of pleasure crash over you, again and again. You feel the pleasure forming inside of you into an audible form, a rumbling of sexual lust being fulfilled. Feel it growing and building in your belly, moving up your chest, a moan, a low groan, coming up and up and up, ready to break forth from you at the intense pleasure. Go on, moan for me. Let it out. Giving expression to the pleasure you are feeling. It feels so good to moan. So warm and wet as she clenches and her pussy tries to suck your cock deeper inside of her as you moan with the pleasure. That's it. That's right. Just lay back and enjoy as she rides you. Sasha is stunning, her long hair cascading down her back, across her ass, swaying back and forth as her chest moves over top of you. Her stomach, so sexy, looking deceptively soft, only showing faint outlines of her strong abs. So fascinating to stare at her stomach as it moves. In and out, as she uses her pussy to squeeze and release on your cock. Not just in one place, but all along your shaft. A rippling wave of pulsing pleasure as she shows control of her body, of her ability to use it to bring you pleasure. Breasts bouncing above your head, up and down, as in and out, you breathe, she clenches, your cock feels pleasure. She almost seems to be dancing on top of your cock, her knees coming up as she rises a bit off of your cock, only holding half of you still inside of her. Still squeezing and milking as your sensitive tip is brought into a tighter spot. Hands rising above her head, starting to chime her little finger cymbals, making her breast seem even fuller, even perkier. So plump and round as she holds them up. You bring your own hands up to grab them, touch them, caress her flesh, and tease her nipples between your fingers. She arches her back as she throws her head, a lovely sheet of midnight silk brushing your skin as her hair is tossed in her pleasure. She stares you in the eye and starts speaking to you.
My good boy,
soft
my
whispers
boy,
you strain to
drop
hear.
Drop for me nice and deep. Breathe for me. With each breath, you will hear my chime. Feel it run through you. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. Release it. 1, 2, 3. Good. In. 1, 2, 3. Feel it filling you. Release it. 1, 2, 3. Good. Each chime serving to take your mind deeper, dropping you down into irresistible trance, going even deeper with each chime.
Her fingers so delicate as they come together, bringing a chime and a drop in your mind. A drop into trance. Deeper into a happy, relaxed place. Where you are simply more open. Her pussy continues to contract around your cock. Squeezing, then loosening, then squeezing again. All along your length as she lowers her body, quickly thrusting down on top of your cock again. No thrusting. She whispers in your ear as she pushes you firmly against the bed. I'm going to take care of you. Your mind going deeper and down with each chime. Your cock growing harder inside her. In and out. In and out. Her eyes glazed over with lust. She rides you, thrusting while she contracts her pussy, sending into you a hazy world of lust and pleasure, deep gratification. Your sensitivity building and building, your cock feeling each pulsing clenching of her pussy more intensely. More pleasurably, with each and every thrust as she moves over top of you. In and out, in and out. You feel the intense waves of sexual pleasure pushing and pulsing through you again and again, growing stronger, more intense, in and out, in and out. She takes you, she plays with you, she leans down to gently catch one of your nipples in a chime, squeezing her fingers slowly together, as down lower she shows off her control by squeezing your cock at the same slow, intense, inching increase of pressure. Tighter, tighter, your body tenses in conjunction, anticipation of the sharp, quick pain of the pleasure of the increase in sensation as she tightens.
It feels so good, but so intense as you groan and she releases her muscles, her fingers, your nipple, your cock, moving her body quickly upwards, almost off your cock, then to slam down, impaling herself hard with you shoved up deep inside of her. Chimes still ringing, keeping your mind deep and entranced. Your focus is pleasure. Deep, intense sexual pleasure. As waves of orgasmic enjoyment ripple over your skin, your cock pulsing now, pulsing to her thrusts, to her clenching pussy, dripping. She pulls up and slows for a moment. You can feel the moisture from her dripping pussy drip, drip, dripping down the shaft of your cock. A slight breeze coming in through a window, causing a light sensation of cold from how dampened with her juices your shaft is. Your eyes stare at one particular drop of moisture dripping slowly down your shaft. She starts counting. Down, she's counting down. Each number causes your body to feel an intense spike of sexual pleasure. Each chime sending your mind spinning deeper, allowing you to feel the pleasure so much stronger. Each in and out, in and out, causing sexual images and fantasies to flit through your mind, arousing you more and more as your pleasure builds and builds in the front of you, feeling it warm and filling. She's slowly sliding herself down you, your hands around her hips as you squeeze in convulsive delight. She slips over top of you, slippery as her pussy welcomes every inch of your cock back inside, where it is warm and wet and gripping as she moans and you move into her. So deep, buried into the hilt. In and out, 29. In and out. The pleasure and pressure building as you build towards a climax, 27. Build towards an orgasm, until you know 26. You can come. No, 29. You can't hold back much longer as your body strains and wants 24. And needs. On the precipice of a jump, 30. The edge of an eruption of decadently sensual 22. Pleasure, building stronger 21. And stronger. In and out, in and out. She fucks you and rides you, her body writhing in pleasure as her own orgasm comes closer. That's what she's counting to. You've been training her, helping her to control her orgasms. The longer she holds it, the stronger it gets. Her game of tease and denial goes both ways. You've been denying her for days. Her body shudders over top of you as she comes closer, fucks you harder. In and out, in and out. Deeper, faster, coming so close she speeds up. Thrusts becoming stronger and faster and harder and feeling so intensely good as her eyes go primal and she fucks you like a wild woman. Hard and fast, nails running over your skin, digging in with wild abandon, her pussy swallowing your cock deeper and deeper again and again as she fucks you. In and out, in and out. Yes, yes. One, come for me. Come now. Permission given, she spasms over top of you as she cries out in pleasure. Juices erupting and flowing over your cock as it squeezes you even harder than before. Contracting from her orgasm as she climaxes around your cock. In and out, in and out. A good girl, she knows to keep fucking you, keep thrusting her tiny body over your meaty cock to milk it of every bit of pleasure. Trying to milk every bit of cum she can from your cock. Feeling now almost as if a hand was squeezing the base of your cock tightly. So tightly, bringing all of your cum up into the tip. Her body strong as she lifts up a bit, only to slam herself back down. Again and again, in and out, in and out. slowing, squeezing, milking, moaning. She pulls up and off of you, smiling as she lets out a satisfied sigh.
Thank you, Master. She moves back closer, coming in to feel your warmth. Head nestling into your shoulder, long lashes closing. Now it's time to bring you out. It looks like you got lucky tonight. You should come visit Sasha again sometime. She needs to practice her kegels on you, you know. Now when I say five, you will wake up. You will be a little hazy, but that will shake off in a few moments. Feel free to just lay there for a moment, though. One. Start feeling your body come back alive and in your control. Two. Stretching out a little bit. Starting to feel really good. Three. Feeling awareness come back into your mind as you find yourself able to focus on anything you want. Four. Wide awake.